Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. As you know, Growth Dynamics is in the sales training business, so obviously we consider ourselves teachers. Why not? That's what we do. We help salespeople become more effective and efficient with their time, ideally to help them become more successful in what they do. But what happens if you try to take anything we teach, anything you read, maybe some TED Talks, and start implementing that all at once? So, without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Sam has been in sales for her entire career. She knows she does well enough as she has climbed the ranks through various companies, but she tends to plateau with medium accounts. Sam has yet to earn some of the major accounts or territories that make salespeople's careers. She has always been one to read all of the top business books, listen to podcasts every chance she got, attends conferences, and even enrolled in a few training classes that promised to help her reach the next level. But nothing ever changed, despite putting all the things she learned into practice immediately. Sam felt ready to make some significant life changes on her own, and earning more commissions would make it all possible. Now she really wanted to see if it was her turn to be one of the big-time players. Diagnosis. Sam has fallen into the learn-it-all mentality. With so many mediums to find information and expand what we know, it is easy to switch on a podcast, watch TED Talks on YouTube, scan the bestsellers on iPads, or hit a bookstore and pick up something with the latest, greatest sales advice and success strategies. It is easy for Sam and lots of eager young professionals to get sucked into buzzwords and trendy topics as they look for a magic bullet to cure their dissatisfaction. She takes copious notes and starts adding all she learns all at once. Prescription. It is admirable that Sam is always willing to spend her own time on learning to improve her craft, but what she needs to be aware of is making too many changes all at once. Reading, listening, and watching to improve oneself is something everyone should do. The next step needs for Sam to find one, two, or maybe three areas to change and work on those first. Trying to develop new habits at once can cause most people nothing but frustration, and that makes people return to their old habits. New habits and skills require a commitment to practice them before making a significant impact. Sam needs to set SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goals, and make sure her why is compelling enough to see these changes through. Like many people that get too excited about the big opportunity that sales can offer, Sam needs to give up trying to eat the elephant in one big bite. Critical thinking. Have you ever been in Sam's shoes? Have you tried to make too many changes all at once only to fall short on everything you wanted to change? How did you recover after that happened? The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today, Albert Einstein says, "Any fool can know. The point is to understand." Second, Voltaire. "The more I read, the more I acquire, the more certain I am that I know nothing." And now the drill. Last week, update us on how things went with your stated goals. Did you use Growth Dynamics tactics? Did you accomplish your goals? This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and the Growth Dynamics plans and tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out to schedule your one-on-one coaching or find out what we're up to that we can help you in what you're up to. Now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.